We're going to see international jockey Robbie Fradd riding at Warwick Farm tomorrow, and he joins us this morning. Morning, Robbie.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you again, mate, and I know you're excited about the move to Melbourne shortly, but I reckon you're looking forward to tomorrow to ride this horse Tarlashan for Graham Boyd.
Yes, Andrew, I am. You know, both moves are going to be good, and you know, I'm looking forward to Sydney, actually, because I've never ridden there. I visited Sydney, but never been on the track, so it's going to be good.
I find that amazing. You normally you've travelled the world, Robbie. You've never ridden in Sydney.
No, I haven't. I stopped there for one night on the way back from Brisbane in about 2000, and so I only got to spend a day at Sydney. So rushed around looking at everything though.
All right, well, let's talk about this mare, Tarlashan. Graham Boyd from New Zealand, we've seen him with a horse called Ginga Dude a few years ago. He travels them when he feels he's got the right horse. I know he's been staying up at Coffs Harbour on the way down using the beach and that sort of thing. How good is this five-year-old mare?
You know, Andrew, I think she's a very underrated filly, this, you know. She gave me all three times that I've ridden her. She's just given me such a great feel, you know. She's a good, big, strong filly, New Zealand filly, and she's got a lot of gait speed, and she just grinds away, and she actually kicks the last little bit. So, look, she likes it wet, so I'm hoping, you know, for a little bit of rain there today, but apparently it's going to be very hot. So even if there's a bit of cut in the ground, that'll suit her. But she I rate her quite highly, this filly.
Well, people need to look at her replays today because the run behind Tinto in that Boombra at Toowoomba was really good, fought on bravely, and then you went to the sunny coast and you were able to lead and control that race. She's got plenty of ability. So barrier 15 makes me nervous, but you obviously she's just an on-pacer there somewhere?
That's right, Andrew. Look, like I said, she's got quite a bit of early speed. Look, any bad gate is always a little bit of a worry, and it's a bit of a disadvantage. But, you know, at the Sunny Coast, I was drawn 14 out of 14. So, you know, I'm not too sure about Warwick Farm. I'll have to go and walk the course tomorrow and have a look at the start and you know, the distance before the first corner.
Yeah.
So I'll just judge it from there as I walk the course, and I'll just see what I want to do and speak to Graham about it and come up with a plan.
He's worked out a plan himself. I spoke to him last Friday, and he was driving down to Coffs Harbour at that stage, and ever since his phone's ringing, but he doesn't answer. That gives me the tip. He doesn't want to talk. He doesn't want to talk it up, Robbie.
Maybe he doesn't want to let people know that he's got something up his sleeve.
Well,
a lovely man. He's a great man, you know. And he's a very, very, he's a good horseman, and he knows his job, so... You know, the filly's in good hands anyway, so that's a big plus.
Well, you look at this. I mean, 5 from 5 at this trip. I mean, she's okay, this mare.
She is, and I mean, she's no stranger to Sydney. She's won down there.
Yeah, yeah. No,
so,
exactly.
You know, Warwick Farm obviously will be a bit different, but you know, most tracks basically, you know, around here are pretty much similar. You know, it all depends on the turns. So. Look, she can handle. She's a big filly, and she handles tight track, so that's not a problem for her.
Well, we're looking. Yeah.
The thing with her is, Andrew, she doesn't do much at home. You know,
yep.
she's a very relaxed, lazy type of worker. So even with company, you know, you've got to ask her to do everything. And so I'm sure Graham would have given a few gallops, and you know, this is also a good run for her because she'll need a race. You know, underneath her to aim for the Coolmore, is it, on the 14th?
Yeah, the Coolmore Classic.
Yeah, that's right, and that's her goal. But, you know, tomorrow, if we win it, it'll be great.
Yeah, it certainly will be. Good luck, Robbie. I hope the trip down, first ever ride in Sydney tomorrow on Tarlashan in the Guy Walter. Guy was a great trainer, and tragically we lost him last year, and they've named the race after him, mate. And I know there'll be many trainers and a lot of feeling out there tomorrow when this race is run. I hope you're celebrating a win after it, mate.
That's right, Andrew. You know, it's a big loss to racing. I didn't, unfortunately, I never got to meet him, but, you know, I've just heard good things about the man. And, yes, you know, I think it's all a jockey's dream and a trainer's dream to win a race like that, you know, and to honour the man, such a great man like R. Walters, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Robbie, safe travels, mate. We look forward to seeing you at Warwick Farm tomorrow.
Thanks, Andrew. See you, Danny.
Good on you. Robbie Fradd joining us there with the latest on Tarlashan. Jeff Engelbrecht goes to the two-year-old tomorrow with Lady Shivago in the sweet embrace. Morning, Jeff.
Hi, Andrew.
Mate, excited about sort of another Sydney race after winning the English race the other, what was it, a fortnight ago?
Yeah, it would be 3 weeks.
3 weeks it is, yeah.
3 weeks ago, yeah. Yeah, I've done about excited. Anticipation, I suppose.
Yes. You Engelbrechts don't get wound up, do you? Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, that's right. I think we've been in the business too long and just take it as it comes. And, yeah, I think if you, you know, go too high with your emotions, I think you fall too hard. So I just stay in the middle and take them as they come.
Mate, you told me there a week ago that you gave Lady Shivago a few days off after that English win. How's she come back up to racing tomorrow?
Yeah, she's really good in herself. She's nice and happy with the work, and she was bouncing around there this morning when she was coming back off the track, and yeah, she's picked up and she's ready to go again tomorrow.
That's a good sign. How do you see this barrier?
Not ideal. Not much we can do about it. I suppose we'll just probably let Grant just poke her forward, and hopefully, you know, the few of them go pretty quick and he gets a chance to get in somewhere, I suppose. You know, it's no good going out the back around Warwick Farm. So we'll just have to leave it with him and hopefully something will happen good in the first furlong, I suppose.
How do you see it, Jeff? I mean, a lot of people say, oh, it was an English race. You know, you hear it. It was an English race. It was all just horses bought out of English sales. But and they say, oh, I don't know whether it's up to the true form that we see of two-year-olds. How do you see her, mate? Do you rate her highly?
Well, I've got a good opinion of her. She's, you know, I haven't had many good two-year-olds over the years, but she's got natural ability. And, you know, when we went to Sydney for the English race, they just said it was a Wyong race. So
yeah,
they can come out of anywhere. There's been good horses win midweek and then go on and do things. She's got ability. How much she's got, well, we keep testing her out. She hasn't let us down so far. She's still doing a lot of things wrong, so that means she's got more up her sleeve. If she goes and races true tomorrow, they'll still know she's in it. She's got fitness on her side, a bit of experience. Grant knows her well. So, yeah, they'll know she's in it. I don't know what she's going to be like with the soft track tomorrow, but as I say, they've all got to go through it. They're all on equal terms, but it is a horse race. Anything will happen.
Exactly. And you can only take comments from Grant Buckley. I mean, Grant travels around the state. There's a couple here that jump in their car every day and just go and simply ride. But yep. I reckon he really dislikes this horse.
Yeah, well, I told him before she trialled. I was never going to get him to come up and trial her, actually, and I said to him, I've got a two-year-old there that goes really well. I said, keep your eye out for it. And, yeah, we put him on a first start. And, as you know, he'll tell you, she's got enough natural ability there and just needs to straighten herself out up a bit, and she'll be a really nice little racehorse.
Looking forward to it tomorrow, mate. The sweet embrace. Hope it can continue the run with Lady Shivago. Jeff, thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Good on you, Jeff Engelbrecht, the trainer of Lady Shivago. Soft 5 is the rating at the moment. The penetrometer is now confirmed at 5.11. 5.11 for the penetrometer. As I say, very overcast and humid, not improving it today, but tomorrow's temperatures are expected to warm up, so that track may improve just a little bit. But you would feel there's just going to be a bit of sting out of it, given that it's in not soft 5 at this stage. Coming up shortly, Winona Costin and Wayne Hawkes. Let's have a chat with Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. And Brett, as I said at the start, let's entertain this huge crowd out there tomorrow as we ignite into our Sydney Autumn Carnival.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters and everybody listening out there. And isn't it a fantastic time of the year? And as you say, there might be the last couple of days of summer, but autumn and Sydney autumn racing really has arrived. And it all starts on Saturday. It's the first of 8 weeks of spectacular racing, some incredible races coming up, and none more so than tomorrow. And we've really targeted the local community out there and invited and asked many of them to come out, and we're putting on a whole heap of things for families tomorrow. There's been special promotions through a couple of the local newspapers out there, the Liverpool City Champion and the Liverpool Leader, with $10 entry coupons for two adults and all the kids. And once the kids and the families get in there, there's a heap of free entertainment across all the the great spacious lawns out there at Warwick Farm. It's such a beautiful setting. There'll be a jumping castle, a petting zoo, plenty of face painting for the kids and all that free activity around those areas. And we acknowledge and thank Liverpool City Council too as the main sponsors of the day for helping us to promote that through the local area. It's a great track, a great day out, and what a wonderful way to start this magnificent Sydney Autumn Racing Carnival.
Well, Brett, if you can get the Liverpool City Council behind you and that goes through the papers and things, you know, you can't do much more than try and get those locals to come out and enjoy a Group 1 day of racing.
Yeah, exactly, Andrew. And look, it is the biggest day of the year out there at Warwick Farm and a special place for us at the ATC, and we love the local community out there, and that's really been our deliberate focus for the start of Sydney Autumn Racing at Warwick Farm, to invite and welcome and offer all the benefits too for those the locals out there to come along. So anybody out there listening, and they can get their hands on one of those local papers through this week and want to come out to the races, what a great chance too. And speaking of the locals, what a great and emotional day it'll be for Wendy Walter to be our special guest of honour as we run the first running of the Guy Walter Stakes, and I'm sure all the Warwick Farm trainers and the local community will be trying to win that race. What a special day that will be.
It will be, and I know Wendy will be trackside for that presentation. Just briefly, Brett, on another thing, we spoke with Maurice Logue this time yesterday regarding the four Japanese horses, Real Impact, To The World, Tossin, Stardom and World Ace. They went for a bit of a bright walk around Canterbury this morning, kicked their legs up. They're pretty happy, the Japanese horses. They got 23 mil at Canterbury in the last 24 hours. I'm glad we didn't get that at Warwick Farm. So the four of them went for a little walk and a trot. The Japanese are very pleased with the horses' progress, and they're in that brand new quarantine centre out at Canterbury.
Yeah, it's a magnificent facility, and already some of the people that have seen it from international areas and from Japan have described it as world-class. And Racing New South Wales and, of course, the ATC have been very proud to have pulled that together on time for those horses to have arrived. There's all the comforts out there. It's fitted with a special horse surgery for anything at all that may need, you know, for the horses required if they need that sort of thing. There's air-conditioned areas, lighting. No expense has been spared, really, and we've just been thrilled with the way it's come up in time for those horses. By all reports, they've settled in very, very well. And look, I think they'll spend a nice weekend out there, and we're going to take the media out next week to give them a look at the horses galloping and to show everybody the facility at Canterbury Park.
Looking forward to updating daily here on Sky Sports Radio on the four Japanese horses. Brett, we'll do it again tomorrow morning. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew, and good luck to everybody.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Well, what a day could end up being tomorrow for our next guest. Winona Costin goes to Melbourne. In fact, is there already, taking the ride tomorrow in her first Group 1 ride in the Oakley Plate on I'm All The Talk. Winona, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I reckon I'm pumped because I love doing what I do, but I reckon you're pumped, and more pumped.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out there tomorrow.
Yeah, it's an exciting one for you. You've taken the opportunity of going to Melbourne last night, and you've ridden some work for Gay at Flemington this morning.
Yeah, I spoke to Gay during the week, and I asked her if it would be possible if I could venture down last night and ride work this morning and tomorrow morning, just for a bit of experience and something a bit different, and she agreed, and so here I am.
Yeah, how was it? How many did you ride out?
I rode five this morning. I rode a couple for Gay, and I rode a couple for Lee Friedman. Very exciting.
How was he when you came back? He didn't get into you, did he?
No, he was very nice.
That's good. Look, it is different, isn't it? And you need to enjoy the experience of going to Melbourne away from what you regularly do and learn from it.
Yeah, most definitely. Like, even going the opposite way and going out into a different track and seeing a lot of different faces was very good for me.
And on Fridays, they have those jump outs there too, so it's a bit of hustle and bustle too, isn't it?
Yeah, I was actually going out on one of Friedman's horses with Daniel Moore, and going out to gallop, and they were loading horses in the barriers as we were cantering off.
So they were really active. Look, it's a great experience. Now, Caulfield tomorrow, I'm All The Talk. Spoke with Gary Portelli earlier. The horses transported well down there. And look, we know how quick the horse can be, but there's another horse called Lord of the Sky that goes pretty quick early in its races as well.
Yeah, there's a couple of horses in it that have got a lot of speed. But I've talked to a few of the jockeys from down here and out in Sydney that ride down here a fair bit, and they said just sort of bounce me out and keep his momentum up around the corner and we'll have something for the finish.
Well, and that's one thing. Normally this horse, you know, we know it normally takes about 50 metres, Gary was telling me, to get the horse into its true gear, but once it's there, it can maintain it and can build into it really nicely.
He can. He's a very quick horse. Like in his trials, he was a bit slow out the barriers, but then he got going and he just absolutely blitzed him in both his trials that I've ridden him in.
Well, let's hope. I mean, it's a fairy tale for you tomorrow and sit in the female jockey's room with others there tomorrow at Caulfield and go out. Are you going to wander out today and just have a look around the track?
Yeah, I might wander out there today and have a look at the track, and I'll go for a walk of it tomorrow as well again, and then see how it's going to play during the day, and we'll go from there.
Well, I wish you the best, as many of our listeners do. You become a regular fancier now that we follow Winona Costin's rides wherever you are. So good luck tomorrow. I hope I'm All the Talk runs really well for you. And in your first Group 1, have you ever imagined you'd be in this position?
No, definitely not. Like I had my first race ride about 3 years ago, and I never thought I would be here at this point.
Well, good luck tomorrow. We'll be all with you.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Winona. Winona Costin there. Her first Group 1 ride tomorrow on I'm All the Talk in the Oakley Plate. Just on the Oakley Plate, Jason Warren told me, don't worry about the 58.5 top weight in the Oakley Plate with Bell Sprinter. This horse is going to be extremely hard to beat. He said the pace is going to be on, which we've just spoken about. He said we're proven at Group 1 level. We have a wide barrier and we're going to ride back, but we're watching for the Bell Sprinter colours out wide in the straight in the Oakley Plate, because this horse is absolutely spot on, according to Jason Warren. So Bell Sprinter, while he's got top weight tomorrow, he's a proven Group 1 horse. Damien Oliver, by the way, got suspended yesterday at Ballarat. He can ride tomorrow, but then at this stage he misses out on the Australian Guineas program tomorrow week and Adelaide Cup Day, which is Monday week. He's appealing this morning, and he's hoping that it will be heard either Monday or Tuesday so he can try and clear his name. But at the moment, Damien rides tomorrow for sure, but at this stage misses the Australian Guineas Day. Well, what a day it's going to be on Sunday for the Bathurst Club, the first of the country championship races, and Michelle Tarpenning is joining us, the general manager at Bathurst. I don't think I've heard ever so much promotion, Michelle, on one meeting.
No, it's wonderful, Andrew. How are you this morning?
Very well indeed. It's been incredible, just the build-up. It's such a rich race. Tab.com.au has got a market open already, and you've got people coming left, right and centre.
We certainly do, Andrew. Bathurst Cup Legends Day, the Championships Country Series, is a big day at Bathurst. Bathurst's richest day on the turf. Over $240,000 in total prize money on the day, Andrew, so... You know, big money up for grabs.
Now, take us through, you've got the feature being the country championship race, but as you just said, there's other highlights. We spoke with Francesca Camani this time last week, and she's going to be one of your special personality guests.
Oh, yes, very exciting to have Francesca on course on Sunday. Championships ambassador, doing a great job for this racing series.
Now, we want... stacks of people, local community to come out. How's the build-up like around the city?
Oh, look, there's quite an excitement and a buzz in town. I think we're going to be, you know, really happy on the day. There's lots of people out here, lots of marquees on the lawn, lots of free children's activities, fashions on the field, live music, and, of course, the free gourmet barbecue with My Kitchen Real stars Robert and Lindsay giving away their barbecue cooking tips.
Oh, really? Okay, so there'll be a free gourmet barbecue. You better watch out for Greg Radley. He's going up there. He doesn't mind a good old barbecue.
Oh, well, that's a very special addition to the day, so we're looking forward to welcoming the MKR stars here as well.
All right. Well, it's a huge day. There'll be more right across the weekend. I know on Sunday morning on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, just after 7:30, Francesca Camani's going to be chatting with Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas. We wish you the very best for the first of our country championship races. And I should mention at this stage, And there'll be more on this over the next little while on the station starting to promote it. But along with the championships, Sky and Racing New South Wales the Australian Turf Club are promoting a country callers competition. And what they have to do, Michelle, the caller obviously calls it, like Col Hodges will do on Sunday. Yes. People will be able to go to our Sky Racing Facebook page and like the calls that are going to be spread throughout March. In late March, we'll be announcing the race caller that will be calling the $300,000 final at Randwick. So it will be a special caller from one of our country callers. That will be doing that at Randwick on April 4. And to coincide with that, Michelle, after all that, there is a $5,000 bet that one of our like persons that will vote into the system on our Facebook page will win a $5,000 bet on the country championship final.
That's lots going on then, isn't it?
$5,000 bet, Michelle. What's going on there? Why can't I cop one of those? Anyway, it's all building up and it'll be a great month coming up for the country championship. So we wish you the best on Sunday.
Thanks so much, Andrew. Pleasure talking with you.
Michelle Tarpenning from Bathurst. And we'll have more about that country callers competition over the next few days. But a $5,000 bet can be won by you if you vote through our Sky Racing Facebook page. Wayne Hawkes is joining us in Melbourne. Morning to you, Wayne.
Morning, Andrew.
How's it all going? You're building into Blue Diamond Day with Lake Geneva. I reckon Ron Duffacy might be happier there. He was keen that you might have wanted to send her down after that debut run.
Yeah, she ran really well. She was a bit unlucky not to have won. I can't remember the name of the horse, but the one there, Dallin, Jira Ryan's horse, had to sit on us the whole way and peeled out off our back at the top of the straight and nailed us right on the line. So she's a lovely filly. She's a lovely filly going somewhere, and hopefully Coolmore are good judges because they bought into this filly after her first race start. So hopefully the boys are on the money. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I've seen Michael Kerwin doing some interviews for Sky during the week at the barrier draw. Mate, just for our Sydney listeners that may not know, she had a jump out in the Melbourne direction last Friday. Has she been in Melbourne prior to that as well?
Yeah, she was in Melbourne for two preps over winter, as nearly all of our horses do. Moss Fun's one that didn't ever come down to Melbourne as an early two-year-old, but nah, Geneva was here, and she's back in her old box doing her old thing, and
what I'm just trying is that she's been in Melbourne and she's been well prepared. How do you see the barrier, mate? Is it awkward for her or not? Because normally the race throws up genuine pressure, doesn't it?
Look, double-figure barriers are always very difficult. Make no mistake in any sort of field. So you'd always look. Everyone wants to draw 4-8. It's where you yep. want to draw. But I mean, when Forensics drew barrier one, they said to Daddy, "You, what about that barrier one?" He said, "Well, if I drew 16, you'd tell me I couldn't win." He said, "So I'm happy with barrier one. It's the shortest way home." And Forensics did. Barrier draws help you because this day and age, when with the way the stewards are now with the jockeys, and the jockeys are so under the pump, and so are the stewards. From an OH&S point of view, you've got to hold your line. Whereas 20 years ago, I mean, you ask the blokes that ride now, you know, down in Melbourne, Gouchies and Kings, they'll tell you it was a lot harder back 20 years ago. So the jockeys can't get in from a bad barrier. S King drew 21 one day on a horse called Costa de Lago on the Vic Health Cup, and he was 1-1 after he went a furlong. Probably the greatest ride I reckon I've ever seen. You won't see that anymore because he probably shaved a few coming across.
Yeah.
So they don't want to get suspended, and I can understand that. So that's why barrier draws are just so important today than what they were in yesteryear.
Anyway, the main thing is that she's fit and well and ready to go. Give us your feel here on Nostradamus. Down on 50.5, first up. Has it had a couple of jump outs just to prepare for this at Flem?
Yeah, he's ready to go. He won the San Domenico, I think it was, first up last prep, and he's had 2 from 2 of his first up runs. So it's no secret we're running in the Group One race because he goes well fresh. So he's hopefully he can just get a sit in behind them somewhere. And hard race, Jokely play. It's never an easy race. It's a big field. It's a handicap, and they quite often go helter skelter. And so hopefully he can be sort of. You got to sort of be in the right spot, getting the right suck home. So hopefully he can be just sitting off him and just, getting the right card home. And if he puts his best foot forward, he's certainly good enough.
What about Entirely Platinum? I loved its run there behind Dissonant, who I know was dominant, but your horse was pretty good that day.
Yeah, he did a good job. I'm standing patting him right now, actually. He's done well, trained on well, and could have run him in the 9 furlong, but just decided to run him in the same race again. And to be fair, I mean, Distant brings his A game again. He's $1.20 pop, simple as that. He's a great horse, and, you know, he keeps winning. He keeps winning Group 1, so we're only a Group 1 place getter. Insane only. I mean, we're not, you know, it's not our right sort of race. Get out to 2,000, and we probably have Distant's measure, but it's a good race for Distant, and we'll be happy to run second again.
Mate, just a couple in Sydney, if I can get you while you're online. Sunflash, I know it was scratched earlier in the week. Any reports on this horse in the Skyline?
Done well. Done everything right. He's had a couple of preps in Melbourne. I know him inside out, this horse, and he's certainly a name we're going to see more of as he gets older. So certainly a big test. They're never easy, these races, because every week they're throwing up a good horse. But he'll, you know, as long as he runs well, we'll be happy.
And Ninth Legion does have to overcome another barrier tomorrow, doesn't it, in the Chipping Norton?
Never draws a good gate, this horse. He drew wide the other day as well. So it's been a bit tough for him. But anyway, he's got to overcome it again. So hopefully he can fly the start and work his way across and be outside the leader or the 1-1 or in front and have done no work. So if you can bet in the run, you just need to wait 50 yards. You've gone 50 yards and then have a bet with him.
Now, do you know which one's running in the last here at Warwick Farm? Has that decision been made like Cordon Bleu and Darcy Wood?
Tommy Berry's down for both. He tells me how bloody good he is, so yes. I want to see how good he is.
Yes,
I haven't seen this in the Ringling Brothers Circus when Mum and Dad took me when Michael and I were boys. So I'd love to see Tommy putting one leg over each. That'd be great.
So you haven't heard?
I have. Darcy would have probably been scratched.
Okay, right.
Not sure, not 100%, but probably be scratched.
Probably, yeah, likely. Yep. Okay, righto.
Yep.
All right, mate, good luck. I hope they run well for you in Melbourne and the whole team tomorrow.
I haven't said it for a while. Good morning, Andy.
Yeah, thank you, Wayne. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Guy, Wayne Hawks there at Flemington for the stables of Hawks Racing, 19-10, Racing HQ.